Welcome to the podcast where mental health is at the core of what we focus on. We strive to develop people like you to maximize who you are and what you've been called to do by sharing tools and resources for better brain health. And now here's your host, Juan Garcia.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast where we focus on your mental health and peak performance. We are in the middle of a series entitled The Discarded, Overcoming Rejection. And the title is actually the title of my latest book, where you can obtain a paperback hard copy or an ebook format. It's available now wherever you get your literature. We are trying to help individuals understand the psychology behind rejection, how to face the pain of rejection. And today's episode, I want to focus on dealing with guilt trips. To me, this is an important topic because I have been able to experience, as I've journeyed with people for many years in the mental health space, people are still carrying guilt. Now, there are different types of guilt. In the book, I talk briefly about the different types of guilt, where they come from, what are the causes, etc. And the bottom line is, a lot of what people end up deciding to do in life is driven by guilt. In other words, the motivation behind the behavior is guilt. They feel guilty, whether it's codependency, whether it's any type of substance abuse. It's a way of them maybe not wanting to deal with the issue, and so they have a dependency, or they develop an addiction to something or someone. There's toxic relationships, which we've talked about in previous episodes, and these are all motivated many times by guilt. And then obviously guilt invites his cousin shame. And when you have guilt and shame as a recipe, you have a recipe for specific disaster. And I want to quote a little bit of things that I've written in the book so that you have an idea. I'm trying to give people an inside, inside look as to what I'm trying to cover. And again, it's available. If you want to cop one, you can do that. But basically, here's a definition that I was able to share on the book, and I'll read it to you very quickly. It says, guilt is described as a self-conscious emotion involving negative self-evaluations, feelings of distress, and feelings of failure. Some of the signs that you might be dealing with a guilt complex include anxiety, crying spells, insomnia, muscle tension, worried about past mistakes, repenting, stomach aches, and worry. And then I go on to say specifically about a guilt complex. A guilt complex can also lead to feelings of stress, depression, and anxiety, including difficulty sleeping, loss of interest, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, and social withdrawal. And I do have a footnote for that as to where I got that from, which was an article on Psychology Today. And a guilt complex can have a serious impact on a person's overall well-being. Over time, people begin to develop a sense of inadequacy that makes it difficult for them to pursue their goals. They may feel that they don't deserve to move on, there it is, and may engage in behaviors designed to punish themselves for their mistakes. And you would say, well, who would do that? We do it. This is what happens. We subconsciously are dealing with a guilt complex. We don't know that it's a guilt complex until we get a definition of it, share the signs of what it looks like, and then, oh, yes, that's what I'm dealing with. And we're making all these decisions that affect our behavior, and we don't realize that the motivation behind it is guilt. We're dealing with guilt that has not really been forgiven of. Feelings of shame are another common consequence of a guilt complex. As a result of this, shame as a result of this shame, rather, people can isolate themselves from others. This can have a devastating impact on relationships. And then I go ahead and talk about the types of guilt. And really what I want to do with this specific episode is try to help identify if you are or someone you love dealing with a guilt complex, how dangerous this emotion can be, because it's a strong driver. And what I mean by driver, meaning I like to use the analogy of life being like a bus, and the driver usually is either our thought process, our emotional state, or our willpower. And that is the whole self. When you really look at it, we're supposed to be including all aspects of those parts, but for many of us, we usually pick one. We're usually too much in our heads and trying to be logical about things, or we're too emotionally inclined, and so it's how we feel and how we feel, or we're just robotic to some degree, where we're just making decisions and doing the things that we have to do to get it done. So it's important to filter all things through each aspect of who we are to come up with a healthy observation, a healthy outlook, perception of what we're supposed to be doing with that information. And a lot of times we don't do that. And so whatever we do choose to drive the bus, if you will, it's the driver. And guilt is an emotion that drives a lot of our decision making. And the logic behind it for some of us is, well, the truth is that, yeah, I'm a bad person, or I shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, for example, in DV, domestic violence issues, a lot of times you hear of people that will say, and mostly women, that will say, well, if I would have shut my mouth, maybe he would not have hit me. Or if I would have just, you know, left it alone. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, if I would have just left it alone, maybe he would have just, you know, walked away, or sat on his chair and just ignored the whole matter. But I had to open my big mouth, and here we are. That's guilt driving the behavior. Guilt is trying to speak and justify the behavior that the person is tolerating. And I'll speak for myself as a Hispanic growing up in a Latino home. We were always guilt driven. We were always being motivated by guilt. If you don't do this, you don't respect me, or if you don't do this, then this. All of these different elements of guilt complex we would develop. And you know, we wanted to do things because we felt bad. We if we didn't do it any other way, then we were not loving, or we were bad people, bad kids. Or growing up in the church, you know, a lot of times the understanding wasn't so much we should, and this is not a knock on the church, please hear me. This is a whole conversation that we can have offline. But basically, there are many people, till this day, there are many people with good intentions that want to teach people great things and things that are necessary, something like faith. And a lot of times, the delivery of that develops guilt complexes, because the way it's taught to people, it's taught in a way where you don't want to go to hell, so you better stop doing that. Or you want God's blessings, right? Well, then you have to do this, that, or the other. And that develops fear, that develops unhealthy fear, that develops a guilt and a guilt complex, which now formalizes our decision making. And so we won't travel because we fear that if we're out of God's will, the plane will crash. We don't get married, or we take too long to get married, because if we are unequally yoked, then the marriage is going to be terrible. We're going to have kids with issues and yada, yada, yada. And the blessing of God. And now, mind you, in theory, a lot of these things have some value. We do want to, obviously, we want to make decisions that are within the will of God. We want to make decisions that are healthy for us. We don't want to entertain toxicity. We don't want to entertain all of these different codependency relationships, so forth and so on. We don't, because it's not good for us. But the driver cannot be guilt. It has to be love. We serve God, for those of you that are Christ followers, we serve Jesus Christ because we love him. In fact, because he first loved us. Not because we feel guilty that if something goes wrong, then no, there's no guilt there. In fact, if there is any guilt, yes, we are guilty. We are sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. But the grace of God is so beautiful that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So there is no guilt there anymore. We are a new creation. And so the motivation behind the decisions that we make to live holy, to live separated, to live graciously, to be kind, to love, to be accepting of people, not necessarily their problems or their sin, but of people as a whole, just like Jesus was, the motivation is love. And a lot of people cannot shake their decisions because it's motivated by guilt. So just to read a little bit more of what I've been writing here, because the problem with guilt is that it develops in us a victim mentality, which is a whole nother area of the book that I discuss. But here are some of the different factors that can contribute to a guilt complex. Anxiety. If you have a lot of anxiety, you're more likely to negatively evaluate your own actions in ways that lead to feelings of guilt. Experiences of childhood, as I said, culture, religion, and social pressure. Those are causes, potential causes. Different types of guilt are natural guilt, maladaptive guilt, guilty thoughts, existential guilt. And it's important to note that guilt in and of itself is not necessarily a bad emotion. It can help you learn to identify the things you want to change and find ways to repair relationships you may have damaged. So if you know you did something wrong, you know it because there's guilt there, which is healthy guilt. So guilt feelings can serve as a way to identify and correct social transgressions that threaten relationships with other people. So there's a healthy aspect of guilt where if I don't feel bad for offending someone, then I can't rectify it. I can't seek forgiveness. I can't ask for forgiveness and say, hey, I own it. I'm sorry. I acknowledge it. But healthy guilt will say, wow, that was wrong. There's a moral compass that sparks up and says that was wrong. Shouldn't have done that way. And that leads me or motivates me to make things right. And once things are made right, meaning I ask for forgiveness, I say that I'm sorry, and then I will do that again, or I'm mindful of it, that cuts the head of guilt. And if the person chooses not to forgive, if the person chooses not to speak to me again, if the person chooses to speak badly about me, that has nothing to do with the guilt that I was carrying, because now that guilt is no longer active. That guilt is cut off and it's thrown in the fire to burn forever because I dealt with it. So here's what I want you to take away from this episode. If you are feeling any type of guilt complex, if you have been guilted to make decisions, if you say yes to things because you feel guilty if you don't, if you are being asked to do things by friends or family members that you don't want to do, or it's taking up your time that you don't have, it's requiring you to pay money that you don't have, all of these things, you're doing it because you feel guilty, you have to stop. The minute you take ownership and you become assertive about where you are and what you stand for and why you don't want to do something, that's where the guilt gets cut off, the head of guilt gets cut off, and you can make decisions, and you are not codependent, you are not, because now you may say, well, what does that have to do with rejection? Well, a lot of times, this is a way of us protecting ourselves from experiencing rejection, right? I'll give you an example. Next Saturday, this is just an example. Next Saturday, there's a friend that is inviting me to go to dinner, and there's gonna be a whole bunch of friends there. And because this person was, let's say, part of my inner circle or wedding party, let's just say, I can't say no, even though I don't have the time, I don't have the money budgeted for that. That's my day off, but I can't say no to this person because I feel bad. What are they gonna think? They're gonna think that they should only come to my stuff, but I don't go to their stuff, and all of these thoughts come along, right? So now I go to this thing, I don't have the money, so now I have to try to make something up in that realm, right? Work more or something doesn't get paid. I'm using time that I don't have to be somewhere that I don't want to be or can't be, but I can't say no because I feel guilty. And the reason why I go is because if I don't go, not only do I feel guilty, but there's a form of rejection. Because now the person that's invited me and even those that are involved are gonna reject me moving forward. This is what's in my head. They're gonna reject me moving forward because I'm saying no. What does he think? Oh, now he thinks he's better than us, or he can't just come to a simple thing. And so we fear being rejected. And so we reject rejection by complying and making decisions to do things out of guilt. That's how it's all tied. So my prayer is that you see the connection, and that if this is something that you struggle with, that you come to terms with it, cut it off from the head, and don't allow this to be rooted in your self-esteem and in your value system, because it'll just continue to build, and then you'll snap, and then you'll say things or do things that you're gonna regret. So this is a healthy way to do it. Just be assertive, stand your ground, do things for the right reasons and for the right motives, and you'll be fine. Now, that's it for this episode, but there's more to come, so stay tuned. If you have not subscribed to this channel, please do so. Hit the notification, let people know that we're talking about mental health issues and things that will help us perform better in life. Remember to mind yours. Your mental health is super important. Don't worry about everybody else's mental health if you are not taking care of yours. Do the right thing and be well. See you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning into our podcast. For more information, visit our website at JuanGarciaEnterprises.com. Our host, Juan Garcia, is available for speaking, coaching, and one-on-one counseling. You can email us at info@JuanGarciaEnterprises.com. Until next time, remember, you only have one mind, so mind yours.